Well, now, you said that after they got that sawmill, they started building other kinds of fences. What kind
well,
would they do then?
They built them out of lumber, saw lumber, lumber fences.
Did they have to, like...
Cut down the posts and nail the thing instead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so they'd have to have the posts. What would you... If you just had one of those, what would you call it? If you just had one of the things you stuck in the ground.
A fence post.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now, did you ever have to, I guess you did you have to haul loose stone out of your field sometimes?
Yeah.
How would you do that?
Well, we just get some used to the wagon and we just all go and pile in rocks and haul them out by hand.
Oh, that's horrible.
That's right.
Oh, I bet. Well, now, did you ever do anything with it? What did you do with that rock stuff after you got it out?
Well, we just hauled it off to some place where it couldn't be utilized for nothing else.
Oh, yeah. Did you?
A hole or something.
It was what now?
A hole or someplace where it wasn't usable.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever hear of anybody building a fence out of loose rock like
yes,
that?
Yes, I've seen them.
What did they call them?
Well, I couldn't tell you now what they call stone fence, I guess. A rock fence or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, then, you had chickens?
Yeah.
I said, well, what did you, something that you would put in the nest for the chicken to sit on, try to make it lay?
We got out and gathered salt grass.
Oh.
Crab grass and stuff like that to make the hen nest.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever put anything in there kind of to fool the hen, so...
Well, I've heard of people did it, but I don't think we did.
Yeah. Now, when you wanted to carry water, like, into the house, what would you use to carry the water? What would you put it in?
Well, most everybody had some buckets made out of cedar buckets.
Oh, cedar buckets. Mm-hmm.
And then we'd begin to come on up to the middle, and then we use metal buckets.
What were they made out of, the metal?
Well, they're made out of copper.
Uh-huh. And they'd still be, you called them all buckets, no matter what they were made of. Well, what about what you carried milk in when you after you milked them?
Well, they had the stone jars. That they put the milk in.
Oh, I see. So that's a, Well, now, what about when you just had an old bucket that you put stuff in to carry out to the hogs? What would you call that?
We call that the slop bucket.
Mm-hmm. And you said that well, your mother did all the cooking in the fireplace.
Yeah.
Well, what? Would she like fry things in? What would she?
Well, all of the cooking utensils had legs on them.
Oh, they did.
And she just rake out some coals out in front of the fire and put her stuff to fry in that and set it up there on them coals. And just fry as nice as you ever seen.
Was it made out of metal?
Yeah, it was metal. It was steel.
It was steel.
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Well, we called them frying pans, and we had the frying pans, and then the ovens where they baked in. They called them the bake ovens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you were talking about they had to boil the clothes and everything. And big. Now, what did we call those big things like that?
We call that the wash pot.
Uh-huh. Now, what about something that you put on the, around something like that she might cook potatoes in, let's say, or something like that? What would you, that you have, of course, put that in the fireplace too? What would you call that? Like what you boil something in?
We call that kettle.
Oh, we call that, Is that just, was it big or little? Or
well, we had all sizes.
All sizes of that. That wouldn't matter. Well, what about something, what would you call what you put cut flowers in after you get them in out of the garden?
Well, we didn't We didn't have anything like that. No,
what do you call that nowadays?
We call that fire beasts.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have it nowadays. Sometimes us kids would go out and get a few little early violets or something and pour a little water in a little bottle or a little, just in a little can or something.
Oh, yeah.
Make a little homemade outfit out of it. But we didn't have anything otherwise.
Uh-huh. What about what would you use to eat with?
We had knives and forks and spoons.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Similar to what we got now.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, did you have like a big knife that you used for cutting meat, maybe, and something?
Yeah, we call that the butcher knife.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, after you'd eat and you'd sit down at the table, like the girls would have to get up and do what to the dishes?